Let me do this. The declaration of the Palestine Liberation Organization, the Fatah, which they were obligated to repudiate, states the following. Pre-1948 Palestine, as defined during the British Mandate, is the territory to be liberated. It should be quite obvious that the new Palestine discussed here is not the occupied West Bank or the Gaza Strip or both. These are areas occupied by the Israelis since June 1967. The homeland of the Palestinian people, usurped and colonized in 1948, is no less dear or important than the part occupied since 1967. The very existence of the racist oppressor state of Israel, based on the expulsion and forced exile of part of its citizens, even from one tiny village, is unacceptable to the revolution. Any arrangement accommodating the aggressor settler state is unacceptable. All Jews, Muslims, and Christians living in Palestine or forcibly exiled from it have the right to full Palestinian citizenship. That means that all Jewish Palestinians have the same rights, provided that they reject Zionist racist chauvinism and accept to live as Palestinians in a new Palestine. It is the belief of the revolution that the majority of the present Israeli Jews will change their attitudes and subscribe to a new democratic Palestine after the oligarchic state machinery, economy, and military establishment are destroyed. And that is the terrible program that the Fatah was obligated by the Zionists to repudiate. And it's fairly clear, is it not, as to what it is that's at stake here. It's a question of acquiescence in a colonial settler state or a struggle for its displacement by a basic and elementary democratic society in which rights are not dependent on ethnic origin or religious affiliation. And that is what the two-state advocates don't understand and what the progenitors of that process are betraying. The struggle for the emancipation of all of the population in Palestine, even the settler population itself. Thanks so much for coming, and let's continue to be in contact. Thank you.